When we come back, we're going to dig deeper into the Justice Department saying no criminal charges in the IRS targeting of conservatives case. Jay Sekulow will join us. He's got a he represents 41 separate groups that have been targeted, and he'll be debating the other side coming up. Now, apparently it's case closed now over at the Justice Department as far as the IRS scandal goes. I mean, in full cover-up mode, you got Eric Holder and the gang over there, cover-up artists that they are, have let it be known that they have no intention of filing criminal charges in the IRS scandal. You know, pay no attention to Lois Lerner invoking the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination, and never mind that the meeting between the IRS's top lawyer and Barack Obama the very day before the agency launched Operation Destroy the Tea Party. So what if the president did, in fact, have the IRS go after political opponents? I mean, just because Democrats tried to impeach Nixon for merely hinting that he wanted to do the same thing doesn't mean the same laws apply to Barack Obama. If anything has become clear in the last few years, it's the fact that this president thinks he's above the law and he basically pays attention to those laws that he wants and he rules by executive fiat. As we talked about earlier, he's even thinking about making moves on the economy without any congressional input. So that's pretty much become clear. The Justice Department might as well be, you know, an arm of the Obama campaign committee. And Eric Holder heads it up. So it's now officially a joke over there. The Wall Street Journal details the most disgraceful presidential cover-up in American history, pointing out that the FBI doesn't plan to file criminal charges over the IRS's heightened scrutiny of conservative groups, according to law enforcement officials. This move will likely only intensify debate over the politically charged scandal. The official said investigators don't find the kind of political bias or enemy hunting that would amount to a violation of criminal law. Instead, what emerged during the probe was evidence of a mismanaged bureaucracy enforcing rules about tax exemption applications it didn't understand, according to the law enforcement officials. So they just didn't understand it. Now, this comes on the heels of the appointment. Remember, the American Center for Law and Justice represents 41 organizations in this federal lawsuit challenging the IRS. And the selection earlier this week of a political supporter of the president and the Democratic Party to head up the Justice Department's criminal investigation is, quote, troubling, they say, and creates a serious conflict of interest. Anyway, here with the very latest on all of this, Mark Levine, who believes that the IRS is completely innocent and will defend them to the hilt. And Jay Sekulow, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, is with us. Jay, you're involved in the case. You saw the Wall Street Journal piece from earlier today, I'm sure, and you saw the appointment earlier this week of this Obama supporter to head the investigation.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Sean, we've not talked about yet, but I want to talk about right now in your broadcast, and Mark will appreciate this. So when the news broke that it was Barbara Bosserman was appointed to head up the investigation on the criminal side of this, we were contacted by the FBI, not in May when this broke, but at the end of December, and they said they would get back to us in early January to talk to three of our clients that they wanted to talk to.
Three.
We then get the, three out of the 41. We then get the Bosserman notice that she's, in fact, you know, this maximum donor to the Obama administration. They could have taken this to the public corruption unit. They said they sent it to civil rights for whatever reasons. We know what that reason is. But here's the irony, Sean. So we get this information about the appointed Barbara Bosserman, and we say, wait a minute, before we agree to submit our clients to any kind of questioning, we have to rethink this approach. Now, that email was sent this past Friday late in the day. They got it probably Monday. Yesterday, they announced. Now, they've never talked to one of our clients, so no victim ever discussed here, no talk to, no discussions, no interviews. They announced that there is no, at this point, no basis upon which a criminal matter could have been involved, and it was a bureaucratic mishandling. They have never spoken with one of our clients, not one single time, not an interview. When we were getting ready to set the interview up, the Bosserman matter happens. We raise concern about that. The next thing that happens is they announce no criminal investigation here. So that tells you what's going on. This is a huge cover-up. The Wall Street Journal's right.
Something funny, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take me more than a minute to combat all the things that you said. Let's start with the law. The law is that you cannot hire or fire a career employee in the government based on their political views. It would be illegal.
Right, and Model Rules of Professional Responsibility 1.7 says the lawyer has to avoid the appearance of conflict.
Based on her political views.
All right, stop for a second. Now, wait a minute. This is a political supporter of the president and the Democratic Party that is appointed to do an investigation of people that they support and like. Is that not a conflict of interest, Mark?
She was randomly appointed.
I asked you if it's... Stop. I don't have time for your nonsense. Is that a conflict of interest?
It is required by law.
Is it a conflict of...
If you want to break the law, you'd have to investigate why you broke the law to fire Barbara Bosserman.
No, it's not a conflict of interest. Mark, no one's saying fire Barbara Bosserman. That's incorrect. Let me tell you what the law is. There is an ethical obligation on the lawyer, Model Rule of Professional Responsibility 1.7, all the states, the District of Columbia has it, that you have to avoid, especially in these kind of situations, the appearance of impropriety. This is the absolute appearance of impropriety. She is a maximum donor to the Obama administration.
She's not a maximum donor, first of all. She gave $6,000 over 12 years. Look, there are Democrats and Republicans serving as career employees at the Justice Department.
Hold it. You won't. The model rules, the ethical rules that govern the lawyer. It's the lawyer that should have said, you know what, I'm not the best person for this task. And by the way, no one's saying fire her, terminate her. She shouldn't have been the lawyer put on this phony investigation. And that's what it is, a phony investigation.
Take action. Unless you have evidence that she wasn't chosen randomly. Do you have that evidence, Jay?
She was not chosen randomly. What do you think, they did a lottery?
I think they chose
she
it
was
based
selected.
On the
they didn't,
amount
they didn't
of
just
employees.
Say, oh, let's pick a lawyer.
That, according to what the Justice Department said, she was chosen randomly.
No, that's not what the Justice Department said.
The career lawyers in the Civil Rights Division, probably based on whoever had room to take in the case.
But do you think this should have been a Civil Rights Division investigation or public corruption? Don't you think this was corruption, more like a corruption kind of case than a civil rights case? Or both?
This is 15,000
lawyers in the Department of Justice?
All right, let me tell everybody what's going on here. Is that Mark is just towing the party line, given the party talking points.
I want to follow the law, Sean. If you want to go against the law, change the law.
Hey, Mark, I see where you're going here. And you know what's sad about this? If there's ever a case where there's a conservative president, a Republican party in charge, and they abuse the IRS as is being alleged here, and then they pick one of their big donors to go investigate it when we know it's going to be a predetermined outcome, I would think you're going to be the first person screaming that this is unfair. And the problem with somebody like you is kind of like a political hack, and I'm not trying to be insulting, is you don't have the intellectual honesty and integrity to just point out that there is a conflict of interest, and that is not the right person to investigate. And you ought to, for the sake of honesty and integrity in government, you ought to be joining Jay and myself and saying that we need a third-party, non-biased, objective investigator in a case like this, but you don't have the honesty to do that.
No, that would be illegal. You could change the law. You could change the law to say
that
no Democrats or Republicans
it is a conflict of interest for somebody that is a supporter, donor to the Democratic Party.
I actually think
it would be a violation of the First Amendment to say that no Democrats or Republicans could work for the Justice Department.
No one's saying that.
Pass the law and see if it upholds constitutional merit. But you look at any job site for the federal jobs, you cannot be hired based on your political. Mark, you're trying to make this
very straightforward situation complex when there's no need to do it. Here's the reality. Sean said it exactly correctly. Number one, there was an appointment of someone from the Civil Rights Division. Number two, that person happens to be a major donor to the Obama campaign. Number three, there's a professional responsibility ethical requirement on the lawyer to not have the appearance of impropriety. Number four, we know that not one witness was interviewed involving this matter, and the IRS and the FBI have closed the criminal investigation. It is a sham, and Barbara Bosserman evidently was the driving force of that sham because she gets announced, and 3 days later, it's all over.
We know that the White House was not involved. We know it was not politically motivated, all based on the testimony of this conservative Republican manager, IRS manager in Cincinnati. All of this was released by Elijah Cummings.
150 visits to the White House by the IRS commissioner. I don't have notice of what those were, but that's an awful lot of meetings for tax policy.
You know, you can't. I don't know how many people had meetings with anyone else. What do you think about the conservative Republican who was in Cincinnati who said he targeted all the political groups because 501c4 says you have to be exclusively a social welfare organization, and he didn't think either the Occupy movement or the Tea Party organization was non-political? I agree with him.
By the way, that report ended up, as you know, not being correct, and the IRS acknowledged
that was released by Elijah Cummings. That's the interview transcript, June 9th.
And it was proved to be incorrect that the Department of the Treasury itself, IRS, Treasury, including the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, including the head of tax exempt, created the BOLO list, grabbed the cases. Carter Hall, a 48-year veteran. Do you know how many progressive groups were picked up in the sweep? Name one.
Emerge America, which was denied its tax-exempt status.
Denied,
like the Tea
right.
Party groups, not
no,
a
no,
single
no.
one was. This
no.
group led to elect Democratic women, and it was denied
okay.
its tax-exempt
well, hold on. You answered your own question.
Because it was a progressive political organization.
Yeah, Mark, that's because it
one.
Probably should have been filed as a 527. These were 501c4s
well, exactly.
that
social
were never acted on. You can't name
are
one
you really
progressive group that was
political. Are you really saying that?
You know, I'm going to just stop you both here, and I'm just going to add a little commentary. Because this is what is wrong and so dysfunctional about government. Because I'm going to tell you something. If it was a Republican president right. targeting liberal groups for IRS investigations as systematically as they did in this case, I would think we'd want a fair, objective person investigating
but Sean,
any.
They targeted both groups.
Hey, Mark,
they targeted
Mark,
the Occupy movement
Mark,
as well as the Tea Party
Mark,
movement.
You've just been educated on that. I'm not going to repeat what Jay just said. You have political, ideological goggles on, and you can't see straight. And the reason is, and that's, I'll tell you, that's sad for the country, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen one day. This abuse of power is going to continue. And you're going to get somebody that you don't like in the White House one day. It may be hard for you to believe, but one day somebody you don't like is going to be there. And they may use the same tactics that Obama's using. And you know what? That's going to be your liberal friends, these liberal groups that are unfairly, unjustly, and illegally targeted by the IRS. And you know what? You're going to want conservatives to have at least a little bit of intellectual honesty and say, you know what? This just isn't right. We support the effort for fairness with the IRS. But, you know, it may not happen at the time. People might have ideological beer goggles on like you. And then, you know what?
Organizations.
But the point is, this woman has no business. At the very least, Supreme Court justices, other judges recuse themselves all the time
no,
when there's a
Justice
conflict.
Justice Scalia didn't recuse himself when his son was with the firm that argued Bush v. Gore.
But
Justice Scalia
has recused
himself. Gore would be president today.
You're one of these guys, Mark, that right. if we had a videotape of Obama robbing a bank and shooting somebody, you'd make the case that it was good for the country. I mean, there's no hope for you. You're just gone. And you see everything through an ideological prison. You know what? If the IRS was targeting liberal groups, Jay, I would be just as outraged because it's wrong. It's
were.
An abuse of
they
power.
Were.
No, they weren't.
Sean,
but
they
I
were.
Would
Look
be
it
too.
Up.
And but now, of course, you got the IRS trying to change the rules on all of this in the middle of the battle. I wonder why that is. A post hoc justification for bad acts. That's what the IRS
no,
they should be ashamed
America
of themselves.
Was denied in 2009, and other groups in
right before all this started.
They
were denied
all
before all this started.
As required to do by law.
No, it's not. That's not
good.
The standard. You know, I'm not going to argue with you, Mark, because you're not even reporting the standard correctly for what is a 501c4. I worked in the Office of Chief Counsel of the IRS. In 2009, when that group was denied, they were denied because of their application. Our groups were not even reviewed. They were put in a BOLO list, be on the lookout, pulled out, and asked intrusive questions. Your clients or the reference you're making to you never had those questions asked, not one of them.
You know what? They were denied without questions asked. That's much worse.
Well, then they had a lousy lawyer. Okay,
then
they had a horrible
groups.
Lawyer. Bad lawyer.
There was incompetence. I will grant you there was incompetence. But what the conservative
you know what that sounds like? Stop for a second. You say it sounds like Sandy Berger, who stuffed documents in his pants and in his socks. And then everyone goes, sloppy, 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 incompetent. It's just incompetence. He purposely put the documents in his pants. And all you liberals defend it. You know, the president has sex, and he says, well, I didn't really think we were alone. And you guys, yeah, when you think about it, there's always somebody else out in the world that is out there, so you're never alone. I'm going to tell you something, Mark. You got to look in the mirror. You got to wake up. You got to take your partisan hack goggles off for a second and just see this is dangerous for the country. But I don't think there's any persuading you. You're just locked into this ideological passion of yours, and you just can't see straight anymore. You're gone. It's like you lost your mind.
Politicians are not. Because I like 501c4, which says you have to be exclusively a social welfare organization to get a tax exempt
status. And social welfare has been defined by the IRS to even allow
anonymously tons of money and make taxpayers support your political candidate.
Yeah. I know. This is Citizens United. Oh, this is so bad. The country's coming to an end because we have free speech.
Freedom of speech.
I mean, really.
We're going to end it there. All right, guys. Jay, we'll keep updated on this. Appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Sean.